Hey there, educator. If you are tired of working more than you actually live, if you want to leave school on time and feel better about it, then I have the perfect resource for you. It is my latest book. It is now available on Amazon. It comes for a limited time at a crazy introductory price and with a free workbook to help you get the most out of it. It is called Beat Teacher Burnout with Better Boundaries, The Secret to Thriving in Teaching Without Sacrificing Your Personal Life. Isn't that what we all want? It's not just for teachers, anybody in education. And the secret here is it's going to help you set boundaries in every area of your life, not just teaching. It comes with a proven framework. It comes with sample scripts. Everything. Did I mention it has an amazing workbook that comes with it for free right now? So go over to Amazon. You can either put in the name of the book, which is again, Beat Teacher Burnout with Better Boundaries, or you could put in my name, Grace Stevens, and that's Stevens with a V, S-T-E-V-E-N-S. Although I should tell you, there's another author on there with the same name who is all about the cupcakes. So that's not me. I am not a baker. She seems lovely. I get her email and all the time. But anyway, go check out the book. Tell your friends about it. It's the best thing you're going to do for yourself today. Beat Teacher Burnout with Better Boundaries. All right. See you on the inside.
Okay. So this is a lunchbox love note. Right? It's just a quickie episode, which hopefully shows up right when you need to hear it. And if it isn't the perfect timing for you, just remember it. And one day it will be, I promise you. And this one is called 50%. 50%, what does that mean? Well, if you listen to me at all, or have read my books, or on my list, you know that your energy teaches more than your lesson plans, right? I feel that to my soul. And I feel like sometimes people misunderstand why I say that. And I don't mean that you show up all energetic, like, you know, the Energizer Bunny. Those of you who are old enough to remember that kind of advert, it was a bunny that kept hitting a drum and it could last longer than any other battery, right? It just had so much energy. I'm not talking about that frenetic energy. I'm talking about the energy that says, I want to be here with you guys today. Okay. Students, they know that. They know if you are resentful and distracted and low key, ready to be irritated at any little thing, right? They know that energy versus a teacher who is there, who is excited about being there, even if their energy isn't kind of all over the place, excited. They know that this teacher is passionate about their success and believes in them and willing to work with them on it and to see the best in everybody. That energy breeds collaboration, connection, all those things. So what happens on those days when your energy is only at 50%, right? We feel this pressure to bring our A game every day. We feel like our students deserve the best of us. We know we need to be on our toes, right? We need to be on our toes. It is like running a marathon every day in a classroom, right? Just all the decisions we need to make and all the different directions we get pulled in. We do need to bring our A game. But what if our A game is only 50% today? What if you woke up and you maybe just weren't feeling well? Or there are some other circumstances in your life that are really pulling at you emotionally, mentally, and all you have to give is 50%. Stop beating yourself up about that. You are human. If you only have 50% to give, that's a fact. And if you show up and you give that 50%, what you actually did was give 100%. You gave 100% of what you were capable of. And I promise you, if your heart is in the right place, that 50% that you gave is going to reach that one student. That 50% of yours is more than anything else they hear in their life that's positive, more than anybody else in their life who believes in them, who respects them, who makes them feel safe in their skin and in their space, right? It's enough for at least one student. And on those days where you are feeling guilty about the fact that you don't have 100% to give, just focus on that one student. That one student to whom you showing up meant everything. Okay, that's my strategy for that. So let yourself off the hook. On those days where you only have 50% to give, if you've built a classroom community, listen, it happened to me many times where I had, not the first week of school, but months into school, once you built that community, once you have that mutual respect and trust, like there's nothing wrong with showing up and telling class, you know what, guys, I love you. I want us to have a great day, but I'm not feeling great today. Like I'm going to need you guys to step up. Or I really want, I don't have a lot of energy today. I'm not feeling great. Something else is happening with me. And I would love for us to have a little extra free time or a little extra time on our devices or a little extra recess or whatever your, what speaks to your students. But, guys, we got to earn it. Okay. I can't just give it to you. Let's earn it. Let's really do our best to get all the work out the way so we can have some downtime because I'm not feeling my best today. And students rise to the occasion. You will see that they will behave so beautifully that you will be low-key annoyed. Well, why don't you behave that way every day? But you will find it will be a beautiful thing. So let yourself off the hook. If you only have 50% to give and you give that 50%, in effect, you gave 100%. And don't concern yourself with what the teacher next door gave or the teacher across the hall. They have a different set of circumstances. They have a different life. I always encourage people to assume the best intentions of other people and stay in your lane, right? Those two things. If you assume the best intentions of everybody else and you stay in your lane, already your outlook has improved 90%. You have a better attitude than 90% of other people out there. Okay, so extend yourself the same grace and just if you feel that there is just too much of you to give to all those students, just focus on one student that needs you today. And trust me, there will be at least one that you come across today that your interaction with them will be meaningful, impactful for them in ways you don't even know. These are the things, the vibes that we put out into the universe, we don't always know what becomes of them. But trust me on this. I taught a long time. I had a lot of days where I didn't have 100% to give. It, as anybody does, like life, right? We have kids at home. We have kids who are sick. We have, parents who need help. Our own parents who are aging. There are a lot of things that pull on us physically and emotionally that some days we just don't have that, cheerleader energy, but it's enough. Okay. It's enough. You're enough. You do enough. If you got 50% to give, give that 50% with a loving heart and it will mean the world to somebody. Okay. You got this. Go give the best you got. Okay, teacher friend, I have something special for you. It is a free copy of my best-selling Positive Mindset Habit Journal for teachers. This is a 6-week version of the Best Love Journal. It is a PDF download. It helps you practice flexing your happy muscle with scientifically validated little habits geared towards the teaching day. You put it on your desk, you spend 5 minutes working on it before you go home. It is transformational, I promise you. To get it, go to gracestevens.com/journal. Come on, how easy is that? Grace Stevens, Stevens with a V, stevens.com/journal. You can get the 6-week version right now for free. My gift for you. It is well used, well loved by so many teachers, and I'm so happy to gift it to you. So go grab it right now. And even better than that, go tell a friend, share this episode with a friend, tell them to go get their own version of the journal, have an accountability buddy. That's when the magic will happen.
podcast is a proud member of the Teach Better Podcast Network. Better today, better tomorrow, and the podcast to get you there. Explore more podcasts at teachbetter.com/podcasts, and we'll see you at the next episode.